in the Gemara Makkos in the base said Ma'asekele Yivishko Avalisko Vlaisoko Eivishko Yisoko. What does that mean? So Rashi brings down basically Hogu Enerogim, that the case is that let's say Reuven and Shimon went and might to kill Yaakov to say Eidus that Yaakov was a Ritzayah, and in the couple of Sakdim and Bezdim they passed him that Yaakov was a Ritzayah. The law is before Yaakov gets killed, then Reuven and Shimon the Edom can come to Zemimim and they can get killed. Kashzomam get punished for it. However, once Yaakov gets killed, Hogu Enerogim, the Zemimim cannot get punished for it anymore. As Kashzomam, why? So Rashi Kashzomam v'lo Kashu Osor. This also this Joshua Rashi Rashi expresses the same thing. Kashzomam v'lo Kashu Osor. The Chonim is for myself. There's no such command that him obeyed. He says that Enoi Shimon Adin. So softness panach is a kasha the participative. Come on, it's a kasha before Rashi made up his own drasha. But for myself, we have a lot of hargu ain't no argument. The Gemara's best reason is al ain't no yishmin adin. What is the reason for this? So to do a Rashi in Sanhedrin about ayin gimel, Rashi says the reason why we say ain't no yishmin adin is by a hekish we have a kabbal from Arabain and has been a kabbal from Sinai. Rashi ain't kein a kalachim or a person can do it by himself. He does atzmi. Since a person can do it by himself, therefore we say, "Ein Yishmin Adin." Shana Rashi is that since we, everyone here, can make up the own Kal V'Chomer, maybe there's a perchut in the Kal V'Chomer, maybe there's a mistake in the Kal V'Chomer. Since maybe there's a mistake, we cannot make a Kal V'Chomer by mitzvah to kill a person based upon a mistake. That's why Ein Yishmin Adin. So based upon this, l'chora, it's not shaykh in our case. Our case, what happened? Haru, the Edom came, Reuven and Shimon, and said, "The Yaakov Chaim Yisrael." So why is he with Sayyid? So if Uve and Shimon try to kill Yaakov, what happens? They get punished for it. Soon they kill Yaakov. It's Bachal Masayim on him. Says the Kibbutz the same Kiddush of Rod, Bachal Aleph, Chassam Tzoyim, Bachal Shemit, but Simlam Beis points out also, this Klal of Inan Shemadin, Rashi's reason, is because maybe there's a Pirachot that does not apply to this case. It's not shy to have a Pirachot in this case. Why? Because here's Machat Masai Mono. If they want to kill somebody, they get punished. So when they kill somebody, there's no way to have a pair on such a Kal V'Chomer. So you have to come up to other reasons why over here Ein Yishmin Adin. It's also known that Masha in Sanhedrin and Daf Samatal Dov Bein, Masha brings down from the smack. The law is that a person, when he brings a child to the Moloch, he takes a child between age, between fire, he's Chai Yisra for it. The Gemara makes a Joshua. If he brings his one child, however, if he brings all his children, the Gemara says, "Bloy kol zarecha," not all his children, then he won't get punished for it, he won't get misa for it. So again, what happened over there? If you bring one child to the Moila, chayim misa. All your children, you're not chayim misa. Why? Zot the smag, the mashal brings down, because when you bring one child, he did one aveira, it's a certain level, fine, that you get a punishment for it. Why? You can get that misa, it could be enough of a kapara. However, once you bring all children, you're just such a big an aveira, maybe it's not enough of a kapara. Maybe you need more of a kapara, and the misa is not enough of a kapara. At that time, you could get misa, but it won't be enough of a kapara for everything that you did. Therefore, that's the reason also, in Shemad did, Mechav Masai Mon is very good, but the Maestro, who said this misa, this kapara will be enough for the Masai, for the 200? The Rashi Shuvah and Chalidal in the first brings down the smack also explains it that a person such a big shaitan needs a much more bigger punishment. The places in Parashat Amar that's getting about places brings it down, and the Miri by us brings it down from the Goyim and Dachim and Allah this concept, and since it's such a big aveira, it's not enough of a punishment, you need more of a punishment. And the Kesef Mishnah in Eitus in Parashat Alach Beis also brings down by Hogu Enerogim. What is the reason? Same Pshan the Rambam. He says, why? Because maybe it's not enough of a punishment. This is what Gusman writes in Bob Kamel in the Shir Beis, that this Mashal is a Das Yochid. I'm not sure it's Das Yochid. Come, we show him say it. Who write this concept? The Gemara before should not Beis and Beis. The Gemara says that a person who is going to Golis is that if someone's a Shoykeg. Why not Amazed? The Gemara says Amazed does not go to our Mikvah. Why? Because it's not Deloy Habilei Kaparo. Maybe it's not enough of a kapara. Mazid is enough of a kapara. Shaykh is enough of a kapara. Mazid is not. The people hold the raya that the more the there is, and Islam you can't say Kal V'Chomer, and Islam you can't get that punishment. The base of Oitzer, the base of Engel, I'm involving this raya down. The Magal is Yam, Tav Tav, the base of this raya. That's from the Goyim, Miriam, from the Goyim, bring down. They say this Kamar, that's from this one Furish. This is the reason why that a person, you say, Inan Shimon Adin. The Rabban in this expression starts off saying, by Vintzer and Moira, why does he get punished for it? And Ba'etzim, right now, he does not deserve any Misa. Right now, it's only going to be in the future what's going to happen. Right now, it's not Chayav Misa. So says the Rabban, why? It's only to remove it to call from Klai Yisrael. But in the future, he'll do bad things, bad things to Klai Yisrael. It's only to remove Atikolo and help out Vachem. We're not punishing him, mitzad him. We're punishing him to help out Klai Yisrael of other people. He says, well, he gives a marshal, for example, Eid Zayimim. The reason why killing Zayimim, the Eidim, is not because for them, they'll get a kafara. The reason is why? Because they're liars, and they will go around and testify against people, and kill people. And mitzad other people, we're killing the Eidim. That means, before the Ramban is arguing on this concept of, by Hargu and Iraqim, that's kafara. Mashal is saying, and Kamal Rishonim is saying, the reason why Hargu and Iraqim, why it's not enough of a kafara. According to the Ramban, I don't care if it's a kafara or not. Before we still should say the Kabbalah Chaymer. Man, if they want to kill a person, we kill them. Koshkin here also, there could be at the Kolothi, Mamash killed a person. Could be Mamash Koshkin. Look at this time of the Mashal, the Smag, the Rajbu, look does not hold up according to the Ramban. So look you have to come up with another reason. The Kesem Mishnah over there in Parakov brings down the second reason. He brings down a pasuk that we said today in the Yoyim, that Elokim Nitzav Adaskel, whenever Bezin paskins, it's as if a Kodesh Baruch was standing there in the Bezin, and the Pesach Din is as if the Mamash from a Kodesh Baruch, the Pesach Din is from Hashem. Therefore, since Hashem was masking for the person, for let's say Yaakov to die, for him to die, therefore we see it's Enech Namitz Min a Kodesh Baruch, when a Kodesh Baruch wants him to die. It's the Kim Nitzav Adaskel, a Kodesh Baruch wants it. Therefore, that is the reason why Hargu and Iraq, why Hargu, when he wanted to kill a person, in a Chami, they did not kill a person, they get punished for it, the Eidim are new. But once they already get killed, so that's the Pesach and Kodesh Baruch he wanted, therefore the Eidim will not get punished for it. And the Chami looking at a band in Shetosa, and a band in Masik's passion, and Perik, your test, he says, what's the reason of Hargu and Iraq? What is the reason? The reason is, for this reason, Al-Kim Nitzah Baraskel and Shetosa. He only can say this reason, only that what? That Kodesh Baruch will pass in this way. This is what Rabban says.
They were
chamisa
for this initiative.
Oh, so for this malach, which Rabban says, the chiluk said, the Ben-Mchai says, oh, there's a slight difference. The Kli Chemda in the Varim, he says, there's a chiluk between the chiluk and Rabban. The chiluk sounds like the chiluk misa in general, not after this case. The chiluk misa, for whatever reason, they were showing. And therefore, the chiluk said, that's kelo, kosh bachel paskin, and they deserve misa for this thing. However, the Rabban, the Kli Chemda points out, sounds like this Eidim right now is emes. What Reuben and Shimon said about Yaakov, Reuben and Shimon, their Eidim is mamash emes. Yeah, someone else, two other people say that Zayim. No, that's not true. Reuven and Shimon, their words are MS. My point is exactly how to say it over. But let's go with the Chilm Shimon, Rabban and the Chinuch. But might again, we have a second mahalach, a reason why Hargu and Iraqim. A third reason, that's also brought down by the Rishonim, the Mar Nevuchim, Chel Gimel, the Meiri, and Avgimel by himself, and Yeshua says it. The reason is because Be'etzim is a zilzul upon Bezin. Bezin will say what? The person Chayim Yisra. And what happened? Yaakov got killed. Now we kill Reuben and Shimon. It's also designed to Bezin. It's a zilzul to Bezin. We have another reason also why we don't... We say the crowd of Hargu and Iraqim Dachvay is zilzul. Why are the zilzul to Bezin? So because again we have these different reasons why once the Nidon gets punished for it, dies for it, Echlami, we do not punish the Eidim or Shakranim. The Olam asks, that's very good as the klal of Kash Zomun of Aloy Kash also. However, the law is, the Mishnah and Sanhedrin and that Memheim and Aleph, Mishnah says, how do you kill a person? Let's say it's Chayav Skilo, because he's Mechal Shabbos, or he's Ritzayak, how do you kill him? The law is first, that one aid pushes him off two flights. Then, the second, if he doesn't die, then the second aid throws stones upon him. And if he doesn't die, then the Gans Kfayasol throws stones and then he dies. The first what happens, who has to kill him first? The aid. So true, you do not want to be mechayev, the person. We'd see Chaz Eidim, and the Eidim were lying, the Shakuran, we did not want to punish them. As Loikash on them, Loikash also, the mice, let's punish them as with Sikha. They mamash killed the person physically, what happened? The Eidims are the ones, the Pasuk says, in the last expression, the Pasuk beforehand, yeah, the Eidim tier for Yashayna, the Eidim have to be first, they're the ones who push them off, they're the ones who do mamash the mice skilo. If they do mamash the mice skilo, for the Shvichai Misa, why? As with Sikha mamash. They
killed
him. After We'll see other cases of what they should have done. They should have said no.
It's not grand.
What happens? The Edom should push them off. Let's say the Edom, what happens between they lose their arms? Lose their arms. So the guy cut off. The lock in, the guy goes Kafri. He goes out. So who are the Edom? What should have done? Cut off the arms. Why? Because also the Mamashi killed the guy. The Maitre Mitzicho. You want to ask what they should have done? In a stand there. They can't. They have to push the guy off. Cut off their arms. Do something. How can they? Who are they? They did the Maitre Mitzicho. So the Chorot Yochai Misa also Tzicho. So in the Sefer Maria Levi in Chalbeis and Mekutim Ches, he says Enechnami. No, Yochai Misa also Tzicho. Atzkash is on my mat, but also Tzicho they are. And he says it's their posh, it's mamash posh that way. The Shekhanim, they won't. They will get killed for Tzicho. Yeah, they won't. That's what he says. I would come up with him to not like that. Pasha, the Gemara sounds not the way. Gemara sounds like Hashem, I'm going to blow Kasha also. And they want to say it should not be the way. There are a couple of reasons why not. First, just mention the Mamar Koymus, who speak about it. Beisitzkot had the Chuvah, the Masham, and Evan Ezra, and Chalak Aleph, Simon Tzadach Ches, and Evan Ezra, Chalak Aleph, Simon Tzadach Ches. The Chamas Yisol speaks about in Kunches, Ne Yisol, Omen Pei Beis, the Siach Yitzchok, and that Beis and Beis. There are Mishpot, Simon Lama Ches. Shmuel over here on the sugya, also on the Oravish Ayin Aleph. Nissen Kaplan has a shtickle in Brachus also, and the Shaman Nissen, Sefer Ola Yaakov has a shtickle. Minchas Elazar speaks about the Chelk Alsem and Ayin Gimel. And in the parish last week, Kumoish Shal Rob, he's not allowed to tell him about this. Kumoish Shal Rob, so he's not allowed to tell him. Maisa, why not? Maisa, why isn't it a Chayla Tzicho? So one reason they say is very simple, it was not Asra. The Edom what? These Edom, they pushed the guy off. Who is that Asura? So how can you get a Tzicho for it? Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. Right now, the pushing, that's Kash Zalman, right, but not Asura Tzicho. Put the Kash Zalman, you have to give Asura, right? More so, because you don't give them. Because they also don't want to say Edom. You don't give them Asura, by Edom Zalman. We can want something stupid. But the Ma'aseh, you're talking about Asur Tzicho. Asur Tzicho. Echonami, one Teretz and one Tainu. Echonami doing no Asur. That's why they don't get a Tzicho for it. So, and then they clear, if so, then the Lachar is, if no Asur, you put them in a Kippo, or in a Kippo. Yeah, I for this reason, like what? The case for the keeper, one case is when a person is a mate from the Asura. That's the worst case. They declare, a lot of people declare, if the Islamic maybe the Chai, we put in the keeper out because they are mates from the Asura. When they declare the Shaila for Maisla, yes. If so, the Gemara says, there's one man yelled by his son, someone hates the other person, and if I'm is no kid of Asura, the moving down to Hamachokum, there's a man yelled old, you don't need Asura. But it's given a better shadow. Give them Asura. Every Aiden was about to push someone off the two stories. Give Asura. Why not? Give the Asura. Who might have one mile? Another mile to bring down, based upon the Gemara on Baba Kam, that good of a base, that someone kills a person, Zer for Zer, the Lachar is your potter. In the Lachar, you have two people, one person hits him, and the other person hits him, and the climb in the Lachar is that you're a potter. So first is the cash, the Rajal, the Chayim. Boy, let's say the first Aiden threw him off, he killed him by himself, right? First aid and the second aid, first aid himself, he kills him. Or whatever, these are different shallows, I guess. The third malach they want to answer is Batsim Aid Zayman is a Chiddush. And Batsim, we should not, there's no reason why the second pair of Aidim should believe more than the first pair of Aidim. The only time the Torah says you believe the second pair more than the first pair is by Kasha Zoma. However, by a case of Tzicho, since there's no more Kasha Zoma going on over here, there's no more Aid Zayman, we're talking about only to make him Shakwanim. Echnami, his second pair will not be believed more than the first pair. And it'll have a different, like a Vakosha. And if we won't get Tzicho, as a Kosha. No, he's not anymore yet. There's no patch of Aid Zayman anymore. So first of all, the Ritva by Austin Beis and Beis says that Echami is dinum kashu zalman. My giving down a rat vaz and push. This is the kashu zalman. What? In this case, making them possible for the future. It's a kiddush, but still there is a gay even after the needle is killed. Why to pass them for future ages? There is betzman achmino. But also, before, if the let's say you said Yaakov killed Pliny and Pliny walks in, before that also the case. We know for sure that that is a kiddush. We know for sure that he lied. Again, this mahalach also needs bear a fourth mahalach living down the matzori and shuva, or the other akronim ones say also that based upon the pasuk elikim nitziv badaskel, that what a kodesh baruch is standing in the vessel, subsacted to move from a kodesh baruch. So once there is a psakdin in the shemayim, if you're not going to say a psakdin came out that he should die, Hashem said, what you did, you are shakron, but a psakdin in the shemayim. Yeah, but once he died, it's Pesach Lishmayim. If you can get him out of it, it's not Pesach Lishmayim. No, but here he already died. But fine, but now he's dead. If he's dead, Pesach Lishmayim, Pesach Lishmayim. What I did listen up, I forget. The Reuven and Shimon, the Edom Moshe Akronim, they did listen to Shemayim. They made Yaakov die. Of course, this will be totally another Shiloh about the mitzvah. All the same thing, more by the mitzvim, what happened? The mitzvim, they got punished for it. I'm not examining the Shemayim. Oh, so the different Jerusalem. There's three different Jerusalem. One, the Rambam and the Shuvah says, the reason is because, who is you to give the affliction to the Chai Yisrael? What? Let somebody else do it. Who is you to do it? The man, Pashat Lechosol, brings out two other Jerusalem. He says the reason is because, first of all, you had Kavona for Ra. Even though Be'etzem is Minas Shemayim, if you would have had Kavona because Hashem said so, the mitzvah would have got tzchach for it. But since there's not Kavona for Toi, but Kavona for Ra, the Kavona makes the Maisa, even though it's Gzeir Minas Shemayim, it'll get punished for it also. He brings down a third thing that man, the why? Because Maisa, the mitzvah did it worse, more than what was deserved upon them. But come out, according to the Rambam, the reason is, again, why the mitzvah got punished for it, because who is you to do it? So same thing over here also. Who is you, Reuven Shimon, to be Adam to say, to kill Yaakov? Who is you? Before you have no heter, Kim Nitzvah Vadaskel. Oh, I did examine Hashemayim. The mitzvah didn't have his heter, you also don't have a heter. According to Rambam's reason, of Lamaisa, Echlami, he was examining Hashemayim, you have a right to do what you did. Except, the mitzvah did more than examine Hashemayim. Echanami, with the Edom, Reuven, and Shimon, when they did, they killed, they caused Yaakov to die. Echanami, they won't get punished for it. Just like the Mitzvah says, Ramban will not get punished for it. By when it was, they would have followed the Exam of Shemayim, except they did more than the Exam of Shemayim. Only because they did more. However, they did not do more. Echanami, the Mitzvah will not get punished. Here also, Reuven and Shimon will not get punished for it. However, the Ramban's other reason is that the Mitzvah had Kavona for Ra. If they got punished for the Mitzvah, here also, the Mitzvah, the Edom had Kavona for Ra, they won't get punished for being a the mitzvah got punished. How far? For being righteous, right? They got punished fully, as if their mamash was there. But so this is the shayla of after already you killed the nidon Yaakov. Ma'aseh, why is he chayv misa al tzeif ve'edim moshakvanim? What about before him? That let's say the Edom, Reuven and Shimon said Edus and Yaakov, that and Reuven and Shimon said that, you know, Yaakov was in Hal Shabbos, they get skila, but now Reuven and Shimon want to be chayz and do tshuva. They don't want to kill him, they realize they made a mistake. They want to be chayz and do tshuva. So what to do? Kiva shigit tshuva and the chayz and maggid. The Gemara of Kilom and Allah says that once you say Edus, you kill the chayz and say Edus over again. Kiva shigit tshuva and the chayz and maggid. So what should you do? So one thing that Moran Sanhedrin says, and what about the Ramla Lofa, if Edom lose their arms, what is it? If not me, the Pliny Yaakov will go free, because he has no arms. Before the Shalim, as we mentioned before, Maisa, do the Edom have the Chiyim to cut off their arms or not? Al-Tshuva, Kim Shigit, Shigit, and the Pliny Yaakov. Let's say one of them have the Chiyim to cut off their arms. So stop and clarify, Shalim. Person who has, let's say, to save somebody is a Kof Nefesh. Matzah Kof Nefesh, and you can 100% save him, but the only way you can save him is by risking one of your Eivarim, or giving up one of your Eivarim. The only way you can save him is by losing one of your Eivarim. You have to give up one of your Eivarim from Kof Nefesh. So the Rikanti says, you have a chiyuv. He has mekos nefesh. You have an aver. So, you have to give up your aver for Echami, his nefesh. The Rav Tshuva and Elof Nun Beis, he quotes the Rikanti and he argues. He says, true, you have a right to, and to me it's chassidus, you should do it. However, Meikar Din, you do not have to give up your aver. So it comes out, the Rikanti says, you have to, and the Rav says, it's a mitzvah chassidus. Says our Sameach, in Hilchos Ritzayach, he'll bring you a raya that you don't have to, a raya to the Rav. Why? This did. The Gemara is, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that from Dal Obey is Rashi brings down, a Maiso, that the children of Shimon ben Shatta, two Edom went and said Edis on the children, that they were Chayiv Miso, and they were bringing the children to the gallows, and they wanted to do tshuva. The two Edom wanted to be Chayzer. And the law is, keep Shigur Tshuva and Chayzer Magid. What happened? Echlami, the son of Shimon ben Shatta, was killed. So it says, no, Smeach won't do tshuva. Why did they cut off their arms? Elamai, it's a raya against the Rikanti, raya to the Radvaz and the Chanami, that to give up your arms, you don't have to do for Kof Nefesh. Else, they will have a chiyuv to give up their arms. That's what the Rosh Meir says. It says the Moishan, the Gris Moishan, in Yerdeh, called Beis, in Kof Ayin Galen. Yeah, the Yadin, Kivish, and then they push them off.
Because that's
even
worse. One thing
is to say, look, the Moishan, Mamfi is saying, Moshin Tshuva and Yodeh Kol Beis Kuvayin Dal and Anach Dal, he quotes the Ursa Meach and says, no, right, no. He says, Zayder Kanti and Zayder Vaz, everyone will agree that maybe to Yavah Sothik, if I have to give up my aver to what? To save a person from Nefesh. But here you do it, Tzichah B'Yadayim. You physically push the guy off. You do it, Tzichah B'Yadayim physically. And Echlami, a Vadi have a Chiv Gom to cut off your arms. And Moshin Paski have a Chiv to cut off your arms. A Vadi have to. What? Maybe we'll go back. Good point. I mean, you could say maybe you can get him out of the parasha of Bartolo, but we'll get back. Cut off your arms. You want to cut off your arms? It's free. So if so, let's say it again, we have Edom, Vashakonim, they want to do tshuva. So the Moshe says you have to cut off the arms, the Smear says you don't have to. Do they stop having, let's say the guy wants to run away, they have a chiv to help out the person to run away. Yaakov, you get killed, they can stop, physically help them. So that's an clear the shayla in two cases. Say the Edom are saying MS, and say the Edom are saying Shekel. Like, let's say the Edom are saying MS, and Yaakov is saying Miso. The Moshe says Yaakov, he might have caught Nefesh. Does he have to listen to Bezin? He wants to run away from Bezin. Does he have a chiyuv to listen to Bezin? If I guess, does he have a chiyuv to run away? Does he have a hetzer to run away? But him it's a caught Nefesh. Only time we say Yov Bal Yavir is by when? It's Gilarish, because Dom Dan Amad Zoro. But by him, because the Bezin is a chiyuv, but after you want to come back, if he has a right to give up his life, maybe he has a chiyuv to run away, or a hetzer to run away. So if the Rosh Yeshiva of Beis Talmud, Rabbi Schwartz, from this question, if he has a chiyuv or a hetzer to run away from Bezin, he told me it's better. Maybe he has a chiyuv to kill himself. Maybe he's a chiyuv to kill himself. So fine, let's clear that shayla. Maybe he's a chiyuv to kill himself. So when is this chiyuv bezin? When is the chiyuv of a person to kill himself? When is the chiyuv of a person, when is he chayiv misa? When does it start from? When did the act? Was it from later? Was it from the psak din? Who is the chiyuv put upon bezin? Or put upon the yachid? Where is the chiyuv put upon? The Rambam says, in the Sanhedrin, Perek Yudalad, the chiyuv of barat haro mekabecho is the chiyuv upon bezin. If they don't kill the person, they're oyvin the isra, say, they're oyvin the beiro. There's no chiyuv upon a person, the chiyuv is put upon bezin. Pashas is, the chiyuv is bezin, and not you, and not Klal Yisrael, that's the pashas. And again, if they don't kill you, they're oyvin the isra, say, the chinuch, might say by the four mises, two of them he says the chiyuv and bezin, two of them he says not the chiyuv and bezin, so fear. The mice of Rambam seems to say, all chiyuv and bezin, is a chiyuv, all the chiyuv of misa is a chiyuv upon bezin. Kivager and the payment aleph and the Gilead. He says, Eloshin, that before psak din, the ainul of a chiyuv klal lahomis is atzmoi. Before psak din, you have no chiyuv to kill upon yourself. No chiyuv to kill yourself. Daik Shmuel over here, on the page of the pay, that before psak din, you have no chiyuv to kill yourself. However, once the psak din, it sounds like from Kivager, you have a chiyuv to kill yourself. The Va'atra only Kedecha is not Dafka Bezdin, is even put upon you. He says, maybe to be doing, he has a way to be doing for the Raya. The Lashonis of Kiveege says, before Psak Din, there is no Chiyav Klal, no Homis in Asmoy. Mashma, after Psak Din, is a Chiyav Kol Yisrael. So we have these two Sodom that want that after Psak Din. Anyway.
No.
It really would depend on the person that pays, if it's a Chiyav Misa in general, and then the specific Misas, right? Or there's a specific Misa put upon a person.
If you kill yourself
in the time, you're in bed. True, it's not right. So, it's not sad that people learn the Torah, that it's the Chiyav in general of Misa, and then there's... I'm the Rab, better than Paskin, I'm the Rab. The Yaakov is Paskin, he's the Rab. He has to kill himself. The Chiyav is still upon Bezin. That's the Rab who says, Kiveg is Mashmo not that way. Kiveg is Mashmo, maybe he holds like other Rishon, maybe he holds Makhloikis, it sounds not that way. The Chiyav is put upon every person. Or maybe more, the Chavetziar. Surely he says, it's a mitzvah l'chol odom, l'vilu Bezin, l'kayim l'vatri o mekebechol. It's a chiv on every person, or it's a mitzvah on every person to bring him to Bezin. That means even though Bezin has to do the pula of Miso, however, the one who has to help out is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a nichel and also the Messiah to do the Ratzon HaBarei to go bring you to Bezin. Could be that's why maybe Kiveg is not arguing. Just saying the chiv is that you should help out Bezin to go kill yourself. That's the chiv to put upon Bezin, but you have to help out Bezin in that aspect. Just like Klal Yisrael has to help out Bezin, Hujin the Ritzach also has to help out Bezin. Could be there's no machlokes. So, Valchur, what everyone is saying, that before Psak Din, there is no Chiyav Miso. Right? That's Valchur, what the Rambam is saying, the Fashis, and the Kivege, before Psak Din, there is no Chiyav Miso. If the Isha is Mezano, and she's amazed, and she becomes pregnant, is she allowed to abort the child?
So you're saying that you
could abort that
child,
and that's the runway? Well, we'll come back. Chavtiel says, again, if you have a issue with Mizano, and she was amazing, and she got pregnant, the shalid, is she allowed to be mappled, abort the child? Why is she allowed to?
No, it's because
she why doesn't want the child? That was the law agent. No Edom, but all this man is there. No Mishnah Bez and Bez, because man is there. So the Chavaziyah in Tzimul HaMaral said there is no chiluk, whether it's a kid's a mamzer, whether a kid's kosher, there's no chiluk. And I guess about the whole tshuva about being mappel before 40 days afterwards, the hukkah, the ugrin, and the hukkah, it goes involved in the shalom of being this nick of the child, or the din of aborting. Yaivitz in tshuva, in Chalik Aleph, in Tzimim Gimel, he says there's a chiluk, whether the kid is a mamzer or the kid is kosher. Why? Says, because if the kid's a mamzer, the isha is a bas katola, she's the esem, mechuyiv misa, minatayro. Shuv, there's no one about to kill her, and there's no asira. However, she knows she's amazing, therefore, the esem, she can kill us, and it won't be the din minatayro. Minatayro, she'll die, and the child will die inside of her. We do not wait till she gives birth. She dies, and the child dies. If so, says the yaimish, she's not nichl in the posik of esdimchum lenatrasechum edroish, she's not nichl in the posik of iser to kill yourself, says the yaimish. There's no Isser to commit suicide. And therefore she kills herself, says the Yayim, there's no Einish, there's no Isser at all to her, not only that, he writes the Schus law, she has a Schus to go do it. And if so, he says, there's Mutl Chathila to abort the child. If she can kill herself, she can kill the child. And he says, the Efshim Mitzvah, maybe even the Mitzvah, to abort the child. Look at the Yayim, it's a Chiddush. That since Isha and Mufuya Miso, even though with Mazda you can't kill her, there's no Bezin, no Psak Din, still, she can abort the child, but she can even kill herself. There's no Isser. He says, even if she's mezana with a gun. Why? Because, even mezana with a gun, she has a child. Not a mamzer, she can still abort the kid's kosher in Gansin. Still says, yeah, she can abort the child. Yeah, that's what you're saying. That's what the Yayim is saying. Yaman Yisirish. And the Sha'orim turn Balachal. Rav Brown and Simon Kupay Dalit, he brings us down Malofa, he passes this way, he brings down the right from Hagigah, the Tess from Malofa, he passes this way. So it comes down, the Yayim is saying that the Chiyav Misa put upon a person, when, even before Psak Din, when he did the act, there was no Psak Din middle here. He's going against some Kivega for sure. Kivega says there is no Chiyav. He's saying there's a Chiyav or a Mitzvah, you have a right, suppose, before Psak Din to kill yourself. The Imam is Kiddush. Moshe and Igris, Kosh Mishpat, Chalvei, Simon Tamtes, he quotes the Yavitz, and his Lashon is, Mamish Dvorim Betelim Heim. Afshe Kosov Zeh Odom Gogol Ka Yavitz. Dvorim Betelim Narish, and he says, he ends off, Vein Mashkiach Al Tshuvot Leh Zeh Zeh. Don't Mashkiach, don't be so much honest at all. Dvorim Betelim. Menashe Klein, Mishnah Lof, and Chalik Yud. He also says, Kmat Kol Divra Yavitz Bezeh Tmuon Be'enoi Ad Ma'oid. Also a big Tmuon. Sheva Levi has a Tshuva about it. He also says Tzorachim. And Liashim, when he is in the Shailon, the Kodim to Tshuva, Simon Reish Chav Aleph, he doesn't bring down the Yavitz at all, bring down the Chavis Yor and Omar Yishuv. So, they even bring it down to even mention that there's such a Tmuon. They don't even bother with it. It's Dvam Tmuon, and Ma'oi, Dvam Betalim, says Omar Yishuv. So I can lost against the Yavitz, Dvam Betalim. And that is not true. So I'll come out. Again, one of the Yavitz, Shailon is, well, Dovi asked me, maybe he's meant to kill himself. Stop. If they, hey, this is our Emmet, but Ethmi is it's that. One of the Yavitz, you have supposed to kill yourself. How about Dvam Betalim, Mukhura? Akisvara, Solon Kivega says, there is no Chiv until it's knocked in. And therefore, to run away from Beis Din, if it's, before sacked in a battle for you no have to kill yourself. How about to run away from Beis Din? Are you allowed to do that? Shuv, once it's sacked in, is a chiyum he's put upon you. Well, nice, you are a kof nefesh. So the Michal Salazar has a shuv on Kalik Aleph and Simi Yerches. He wants to say, if the Edom are MS, he tangles, maybe you're allowed to run away. However, you need a kapara. The only way you'll get a kapara is by staying in Beis Din. But within the back, the purgatory of Michal, the Michal Salazar, Maisa, and Zof, Maskon, and Tzorachim. He's Mesopik, if Enech Nami, if Yaakov, who is Mkhuyim Nisa, he is Mkhuyim, and he wants to run away, Tzorachim, if he's allowed to run away. Why Tzorachim? What? Oh, we'll get the first of all the case. MS, we'll get the case of Shekhar. Oh, so what's that? Mkhuyim, what's the side? How do you think Mkhuyim should run away? Mkhuyim, can't you call him Nefesh? What? Why does Kof Nefesh? My thing is a question. What's the shell run away not? The shell is Mutu, not Mutu. What Kof Nefesh? Why do you have a Chiv? So, stop. Let's say on Shabbos, there's a person, Yaakov is Chayim, he says, you're going to kill somebody. And on Shabbos, a gal fell upon him. A man fell upon this person, he's buried underneath it. And you want to save him. On Shabbos, you can be killed the next day. You have a head of a Chayim by him. To save the person, you want to save him. On Shabbos right now, Chai Shah, you save the person on Shabbos, tomorrow whole night. People got to bring down the Shaila and Shin Chavtes. Dr. Bihalachan and the Shin Chavtes, the Shuas Malkai also, says, Poshit, there is no Bechayvim. Avad is no Bechayvim. And Avadim, he's Chai Misa. He has ain't dom, he has no dom at all. And Avadim, if a gal fall upon him on Shabbos, you did not save him. You have no head to cook Nefesh. There is no Din Bechayvim on someone's Chai Misa. This doesn't have a chai ben. The Ashim and the Oz, the Yumon, Peyem and Beis has a little bit different. You want to say, not my focus. But for Maisa, the Mishvah Hashem is saying, once a person is abstracted in, the Beis Din takes off his domen. He has Eilei domen. It's like a traitor who has Eilei domen. Therefore, you want to know, Kof Nefesh, he has a chiv to run away? No, Avada Eilei domen, he has no chiv. Avada, he has no chiv to run away. The only shaila is, does he have a right to run away? That's the only shaila. A right to. Achim, not. Before Abisvara, once there is no chiv, Shalas he has a right to. Abisvara doesn't make sense. Once you see the Torah tells that the Beis Din has a mitzvah to kill him, but if after Rama Kabefel and Faisal should bring him to get killed, you have a right to run away. Abisvara, it doesn't make sense. The Rosh Hashem is that you should die. The Rosh Hashem is that you should be killed. To do it, after Rosh Hashem, before you have responsibility to stay there. A marshal or to Shlomo Zalman says in Shuvah, he is about a katan. Less about mitzvah. He wants to do his serum. Let's say the chiyuv chinuch upon the father, not the child. That person holds ikkel. The person is chiyuv chinuch upon the father, not the child. Strike from his album. The father should mechanize the child. Don't do this and this. And the kid says, thank you, Tati. Go in the room, lock himself up, and do all the serum he wants in the world. What's his chiyuv? He has no chiyuv at all. Chinuch from his album is also. Why? God's not Hashem. We see what Hashem wants. We see that Hashem wants what? That he should be mechanized. He wants that he should be. Do the Ratzon Bar when he gets older and the Gemara Matis of Ches says he had right to even hit him, even though he even learned what to do. Even though he's a good kid, he had right to hit him. You see, that's the Ratzon Bar. If that's the Ratzon Bar, Avadi should do what the Ratzon Bar is. And it says that from Zalman's Issa Berkotin to do his serum. Even though Beth is not Issa, it's not also the Mitzvah, it's also Issa Shabbai. But Ratzon Hashem, you have to follow it. The Israel of Chum, similar that way in Kerbet Shur, in Kalfeis. That's Ratzon Hashem. So, Lechua Pizeh, Lechua, We see that the again, the Chavzio says the mitzvah of a person being the bezin of his svar l'chura, a person should have no right, should be awesome to run away, because that's a Russian avarei. That's all in the case when it's MS.
Well,
it's like there's no psak yet.
Maybe
we'll say later, we'll answer your question. I'm not sure. Well, maybe we'll answer your question. Let's take the other case. The case of Sheker. Again, Reuven and Shimon said that Yaakov is Chayim Yisrael, for whatever reason, Chal Shabbos. Reuven and Shimon are Shekronim. Except, we can't prove they're Shekronim. And Yaakov now is going to get killed. What should he do? Does he have a right to run away? Will he have others not run to the fire and they should die? For he, Batsim, he should live. He should keep on going. So again, Mr. Salazar and Chal Galov, he has Kamer Tshuvah on it. And he's Mesopic. He's not sure. He does bring down, if it's Mesopic Tshuvah on the Yodei and Simon Kuf of Zayin, that says, Halachas, but so of God will be so much upon yourself. The case over there is, by a sheikhet, that the dying pasuk, that he cannot do shechita anymore, that is not kosher, that is shechita, based upon Edim, and he knows that Edim are shakronim, he knows they're shakronim. So the shadow was, can he go to another town, and not tell anyone that Edim, he can't be a sheikhet anymore, and to go to shechita, or at least to shechita himself, because he knows that Edim are shakronim. Says the Peskachuba, Konech HaVetzio, that so of God will be so much upon himself, and do shechita himself, because he knows that Edim are shakronim. The Chura, this case, Elachot Tzareh Godel Mizeh, that what? That he didn't get died for it. So says the Minister of the Laws, Apisvara, he's sending you to this Pispet Shuvah, Kavisiyara, Apisvara, he has the right to run away, and he can be sending upon himself, the economy that he does not deserve Islam. So, that's the Chura upon himself, but let's say, first of all, does he have a chiyuv now? That means he has the right to be sent upon himself. Does he have a chiyuv to run away? One shiloh. Or it's another shiloh. Let's say Yaakov is craving. We know he's innocent. They know 100% he is innocent. Do the craving have a chiyuv to help him out? Because nefesh. Is there a chiyuv upon him to run away? Is a chiyuv upon craving? We know the innocent to help him out or not? So there is the question of Kantanievsky in Sefer Mishnah because nefesh, and he writes back, ulai. Maybe. What's the topic? Koch nefesh. What's the sound? I mean, Chaim is not sure if this is a dim koch nefesh or not. So to explain it, maybe, Koch is better than the roidim. Bezin is coming to kill the person Yaakov. Yaakov does not deserve Yisrael. Is Bezin a roidim? Is the are they edim? Are they roidim or not? So the Shalmanisim and Brachis, the mission koch nefesh, they may be giants and others. They're not roidim. They're doing their job. They're mitzvah and others. They're not roidim. Koch, what? They edim also.
Even if they know
the Shekron. Even himself knows the Shekron.
And they also.
Yeah, he knows it, yeah. Why? Well, again, the Sora mentioned before that once he's abstracted in, ain't dumb. Okay, has no dumb. You can say this Sora, he has no dumb. Once abstracted in, the psak is he has no dumb, his mom's like a traitor, and therefore anyone who kills him, Ech Nami, they weren't even the Isiritzicho. He has ain't dumb. Therefore, they're not related. Because that's why they're not related. Why? Because the need of Yaakov and Echlami has ain't dumb. He has no doubt. If any person is to kill him, Echlami is not by Misa for killing Yaakov. Why? Because he has ain't dumb. He's no doubt. Therefore, there is no chiyuv for koch nefesh. Therefore, is it chiyuv to run away? Not before not. Maybe as a hetter, but chiyuv not. Do they have to help him or not? Well, like, maybe there is koch nefesh, maybe not. That's as far as the why they can say there is no koch nefesh. Why? Because the psak best makes it different. He has Eilim Domim. Therefore, maybe we can answer beforehand, the Eilim have a chiyuv to cut off their arms or not. The Moshe said, Avad they have to. And you wish before, Eilim Domim. Maybe upon the Svaro, maybe they have no chiyuv to cut off their arms. Because better, they force off a person who a trade for. They kill the person who has Eilim Domim. If they kill a person, Eilim Domim will be back in the original Shiloh. Why the Chayiv Yad Eilim Tiv Rishonu? Why the Chayiv Asutzifo? Who they kill? They kill a person who is Eilim Domim. There is no chiyuv misa, like the Mishavua says. Bezin makes it if Eilim Domim.
What?
Bezin takes off the sin of a Chayiv Ben. There is no Chayiv Ben. So, look enough, stop Bezin
makes it. Doesn't mean that they really have them.
It's not until they, again, like the Gal falls upon the person, even though the next day he's going to die, right now he has no dom. Right now he's
even though they didn't have a kaper,
and it is a psak, and my sarai is the guy. And if the psak doesn't came to your psak, the person may have no dom. He's a trade. Someone's going to die within 12 months. He dies within the next week. And we don't have the value. So, my sarai. What? No, Kodim Moshe Vechiv.
No.
If no dom for Chayil is Atzmoy, maybe be Mutter. Again, the Advas says, "Maybe don't kill Kof Nefesh." But the Advas says, "You know that there's no kill Kof Nefesh. Still, you have a right to the Mizrach Chasidus to save a person."
Yeah, why?
Why the Mizrach Chasidus? What's the Shabbat Advas?
Why
can't you call it Nefesh?
Why
not Advas? No, no, no. When it's a tzaruf, no, it's a Chavala. That's how can you ever give earrings?
They have Chuba. They want to do Chuba. So,
but that saving a person from dying. The Das says you can save a person, even though you have no chiv kof nefesh. Before, this could be again the reason why there's no chiv to run away, even though maybe it's mutter, it could be that's why there's no chiv to close your arms, like there's a malik, the moisha. It could be also why the Shabbat Pan says, Ulai, maybe you're right to, maybe there's right to up help now, maybe not.
So,
what's the
help on the
Just to end off with some shailas, that first, let's say, a loch is by Bezin, who has the 20 different people in Bezin, all the loch is, let's say, all people asking the person is Chayim, Chayim Yisro. The din is, he's Zakai. He didn't have to go that free. So let's say, 22 people in Bezin asking, he's Chayim, and the last person knows, and he's Zakai. He knows he's Zakai. So what will happen? If he passes in Zakai, the guy passes in Zakai, he ends up killing him. If he passes in Chayim, Echnami, what would it be? Then he's Echnami saving him. So after Koch Nefesh, before the Psak Din, there's a Dina, the Chivas, Koch Nefesh, it changes Psak to save the person. Because again, if he says what he thinks that he's Zakai, then what happened? That's when he ends up killing the guy. If he says he's Chayim, he'll save the guy. But he thinks he's Zakai. Is he allowed to lie enough? So after his father, I would say, before my kindness, I would say it really depends how the judge knows the guy Yaakov is not Chayim Yisro. If he knows because the marshal he killed the guy, the judge himself, that means he knows 100% that Yaakov was not the Ritzayah, or he was there, he saw what happened. So the other part I would say is a Chiv Kof Nefesh, a Chiv Kof Nefesh, that's what I would say. However, if he knows up, he's far, he heard testimony, he heard ages, and he thinks in the family, the guy is that guy, who then I would say before he has to get psacked in, because that's what the Torah says. Maisa is this kasha to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and they say the Mishnah Kork Nefesh. And he says, Mistover it's Osir. Mistover it's Osir for the dying to lie. It's not Mechalikin cases. That's in our Chaim HaKadosh in the beginning, in the parak of Gimel Pashim Mishpatim. He also declares the Shaila, and he said the dying himself cannot lie. He cannot lie in being said, says the Pashan the Pashim away. In Pashim over there, Mishpatim, Moise Kukin Tess, he brings down the sacred Divrei Yosef, explains Pshat Gemara and Shabbos Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Kol Dain Shadon Din Emes Lamitoy Eskilo Nashes Shudu BaKadosh Baruch Hu." Any Dain who judges Din Emes Lamitoy, as if it came a Shudu with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Ma'aseh Bereishis. In fact, the Beis Yosef beginning Parashat Mishpat, what's Emes Lamitoy? What's the double option? What's Emes Lamitoy? So says Divrei Yosef, very good. Why? Because the Dain has to say what he thinks. He has to be pivotally by Shabbat. Emes Lamito. He has to be science pivot and science lay has to be Shabbat. Mamash like his Arachai Makadosh. Again, nearly before our differentiate what how the dying knows. But the mice this is again the Chaim says also, the Arachai Makadosh says also. Another case they clarify is, let's say, Reuven and Shimon said Aedis, on the Yatkov of Chayim Yisro, and me and my brother know that Reuven and Shimon are Shekwanim. We know, except me and my brother are created. We can't say Aedis. Me and my brother go to Bezin, and Bezin did not know we are Kraven, and Paskin against you and say Aedis against Reuven and Shimon. Do we have a right to go to Bezin and fool Bezin? Can we fool Bezin? So again, Al Pisar, I'd say, is because Nefesh, you are saving a person from getting killed who does not deserve to get killed. And if you know 100% that Yaakov Bechor is not Chiyim Nisa Bechor, I'd say again, to go to Besdin and say that is Sheker, I am Maisi Yor Shakman, Maisi Bechor Nefesh. So again, Yitzchak Chaim, he asked me this question, and he says, Osir. That's why Yitzchak Chaim, and that's why Ami, he says, Osir. I'd say, Bechor Mutter, Maisi says, Osir. Why? Not sure why. What? Not Masm, any case. Even just be a kosher, not even make them say a kosher. Still, the Chaim says also. Why? So there. School was mentioned again. Hagi with the lachos ain't erokin. Why? So we have different reasons. One is because you need it's not enough of a kapara to get killed, or because of the kibbutz of a das kill, or because it's a little bezin, or other reasons. If so, why don't you kill him out speaking with Seyach of Yad eating Tia B'Yosheino? So one reason is, and if not, you can't kill him. That's what Yahya says. Some say Kin Al Hasro, some say Ezer Mechidishu, some say Al Zerach Hazem, and some say Gizel Kim Nitzel Badaskel. There's a Takir among the Rishonim, if someone has a Chiyah to go up, it's Eber, Kuf, Kuf, Nefesh, Machloikis. If someone is Chayim Yisra, it's Emes is Chayim Yisra, Kura Al, the Rotsan Abayu, the Kura, you should not be able to run away. To kill himself, the Yaiva says he has a chiv even right away, or mitzvah right away to kill himself. However, the chiddush, the pashas is only chiv, the only chiv is on bezin, and Christ still should help out a person. If you're right, if you're right to abort a mamzer, the Yaiva says yeah, however, all the poison say it's also, it's the dvar betalim, the Yaiva. If the edus is edus sheker, so if you let him run away or not, the svar maybe why he's not allowed to run away. Or he should run away, not allowed to, because he has ain't like dominant, maybe not allowed to run away. Also, that's maybe why the Aiden do not cut off their arms. Also, why you, Ulai, you do not help out them to run away. In the Sefer Chaim Shish Behem, last week's partial, the Hood of the Chavetz Chaim, in his biography, page 54, they both bring down the same exact story. Chavetz Chaim, when he came a rab and a radin, so he made a couple tonight. And one of the tonight is that you have to listen to my psak. If not listen to my psak, I'm not going to be a rabbi anymore. And what happened, two people came to Torah, to the Chavetz Chaim. He passed them one way, and one of the people did not want to listen to the Chavetz Chaim. So Chavetz Chaim, after a while, he went to the city, the people in the town, and says, here's my shtar, I'm not going to be a rabbi anymore. Why? Because Echlami did not listen to my psak. At that time, he explained why. Asking the siyata the shmaya from Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's all to megiya to the emes to get to the truth. It's all only mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu with siyata shmaya that he's helping you reach and dwell into the truth. And therefore, says the Chazanish and the Chavetz Chaim, if it's not negiya to the emes, let's say he's not negiya to the lachol ma'isa, and chanami, people make mistakes. And therefore, if you would ask a person, the Chazanish said, you ask me something that's not a lachol ma'isa, I maybe I'll make a mistake. I have no siyat shemayim upon it anymore. There's no help from the shemayim to make a mistake. And they both bring down the story. On my story, what happened? That in a small town, so they got a new rav. They went to test the rav. The rav passed one way. They went to Kovno, and they went to Bezal there. And the Bezal and the Kovno passed another way. They told the Bezal and the Kovno, oh, our rav is not a good rav. So the Bezal and Kovno sat down, went to the Torah again. And they found out that they made a mistake. Oh, then why they found, they pulled out the Sivas and Mishpot, and they show the people from the small town, Echnami Malacha is not like their Bezdin. So you say, go back happily, and Echnami to your town, Yerob is correct. So now they're confused. So how do you make a mistake? Said this Bezdin and Kovna, why did we make a mistake? Because you were testing us. It was not a real psak din. You're coming to test us. There's no Lakim Nisa Banaz Kel. Echnami is very hard to get to the truth. With their own thoughts, we can't reach that far. Only with a true psak din, Echnami, which it's a real case, and if not, we can reach to the MS. The Yifel of Chaim takes it a step further and says that one person does not listen to the Psak Din, there's no Psak Din anymore. There's only one person who can listen to the other person, there's no Psak Din, there's no MS over here. If not, you're not going to give the MS. The Yifel person who goes to the Torah, hopefully no one will ever have to, they go to the Torah, should be Markish, Lakim Nitzim, and Askel, I call for Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Psak Moshem, and if not, he helped us to Magia to reach the MS in the truth.